Imagine walking into a company where employees take unlimited vacation, everyone knows each other's salaries, and the CEO claims that customers come second. Sound like chaos? These seemingly radical practices are actually driving some of today's most successful organizations. The roots of our management problems stretch back to 1898, when Frederick Winslow Taylor introduced scientific management at Bethlehem Iron Company, viewing workers as interchangeable parts in a machine. His 1911 book revolutionized business worldwide. But as work evolved from manual to knowledge-based, these industrial-era tools became increasingly mismatched to creative endeavors. While we've transformed technology, transportation, and communication over the past century, our management practices remain largely unchanged relics from the factory floor. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings acknowledges we're just beginning to learn how to run creative firms as forward-thinking organizations abandon traditional management approaches that stifle innovation and engagement. The challenge isn't that conventional practices don't work at all. They do function, much like how internal combustion engines operate at 30% efficiency. The problem is the massive untapped potential they waste through rigid hierarchies and outdated control mechanisms. What if we could design workplaces that capture more of our human capabilities? What if management itself could be reinvented for the knowledge era? When Atos SE CEO Thierry Breton banned internal email across his 70,000-employee company in 2011, replacing it with collaborative platforms, email volume dropped 60%, operating margins increased by 1%, and administrative costs fell 15%. Employees typically spend 25% of their workday on email, checking it 36 times hourly. Each interruption requires 64 seconds to refocus, while email multitasking temporarily reduces IQ by 10 points, equivalent to missing a night's sleep. Companies like Volkswagen and Daimler have implemented solutions. Volkswagen stopped after-hours email delivery, reducing overtime by 23%. Daimler's mail-on-holiday system deletes vacation emails and redirects senders, improving employee satisfaction by 34%. Studies show checking email just 3 times daily reduces stress levels and cortisol by 23%, comparable to relaxation techniques. The primary concern isn't email itself, but its disruption of attention and cognitive load. When Vineet Nair told 300 customer representatives at HCL Technologies that customers were no longer his top priority, he was introducing an employees first, customer second philosophy that would transform the $5 billion IT provider. Despite 30% annual growth, HCLT trailed competitors growing at 40-50%. Nair recognized that value creation happened at the front line, not in executive offices. By inverting the hierarchy and implementing open feedback, HCLT became India's best employer by 2009, with tripled revenue and doubled market capitalization. This approach aligns with Harvard's service profit chain research. Profit flows from customer loyalty, driven by satisfaction and service value, which stem from productive, satisfied employees. Simply put, happy employees create happy customers who generate healthy profits. Wegmans Food Markets exemplifies these principles through strong employee commitments, a no-layoff policy, passion-based hiring, and comprehensive benefits including health insurance and tuition assistance. The results? Half the industry turnover rate and 50% higher sales per square foot than competitors. When auditors insisted on tracking vacation time, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings questioned why they tracked days off but not extra hours worked. Finding no legal requirement, Netflix eliminated their vacation policy, letting employees manage their time while meeting responsibilities. Neuroscientist Paul Zak's research showed trust's biological foundation in oxytocin. His experiments revealed that when trusted, people's oxytocin levels rise, creating a cycle of increased trustworthy behavior and productivity. Tribune Publishing's implementation failed when they required using accrued days first. Employees saw it as the company seizing earned time. The CEO's later reversal couldn't restore trust. In contrast, Windsor Regional Hospital successfully implemented unlimited vacation for 300 non-unionized employees in 2011. The policy energized staff, improved scheduling coordination, and boosted teamwork while enhancing recruitment and reducing turnover, proving how authentic trust transforms workplace culture. Zappos offers new trainees $4,000 to quit during their third week to strengthen company culture. CEO Tony Hsieh uses this to test whether employees value money over being part of Zappos. Despite equaling a month's salary, fewer than 1% accept. This practice works through two mechanisms. It addresses the sunk costs fallacy by enabling early exits, and when employees reject the money, cognitive dissonance strengthens their commitment, similar to how difficult initiations enhance group loyalty. Amazon adopted this as pay to quit after acquiring Zappos, offering fulfillment workers up to $5,000 annually. Riot Games followed with QDodge, offering engineers 10% of their annual salary, up to $25,000, to quit within 60 days. These programs create a win-win, removing disengaged workers while strengthening the commitment of those who stay. The message is clear. We want people who genuinely want to be here. Serial entrepreneur Dane Atkinson admits he once exploited salary secrecy by paying employees in identical roles differently based on negotiation skills, a practice he now calls abusive despite its appeal to investors. Studies from Cornell and Tel Aviv University show pay secrecy decreases productivity, especially among top performers who can't see clear pay performance links. This aligns with equity theory. Employees need peer compensation information to gauge fairness between effort and rewards, without which perceived underpayment reduces engagement. Implementation requires careful planning. When California exposed state employee salaries in 2008, workers paid below median became dissatisfied and more likely to quit. Companies must ensure pay equity first. Buffer needed widespread raises before implementing their transparent formula. Organizations can start with gradual steps, like sharing pay ranges or formulas. Whole Foods, practicing complete salary transparency since 1986, finds that while disagreements arise, they spark productive discussions rather than hidden resentment. Great leaders don't innovate the product, they innovate the factory. This insight from SumAll CEO Dane Atkinson captures the essence of management reinvention. Traditional practices persist because they work, yet they capture only a fraction of human potential, like an engine wasting 70% of its energy through heat and friction. Today's value creation depends on creativity, problem-solving, and innovation, yet most organizations still apply industrial-era management principles. Gallup research shows only 13% of workers worldwide are truly engaged, costing trillions in lost productivity. The pioneers featured in this book, from Netflix's trust-based vacation policies to Zappos' culture-strengthening quitting bonuses, are the Frederick Taylor equivalents for the knowledge era. While Taylor optimized factory efficiency, these innovators focus on how organizational structures enhance human potential. These practices represent experiments in building better organizational engines that place people at the center. Companies implementing human-centric management systems have seen engagement scores multiply, alongside improvements in innovation and financial performance. In a world where human creativity drives competitive advantage, organizations that unleash rather than constrain their people's potential will redefine what's possible. The future of work isn't about control. It's about creating environments where people contribute their full capabilities through choice rather than compliance.